again. You're listening to the news at 1. Tánaiste Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin has condemned new anti-homosexuality legislation passed by the Ugandan government. The new laws impose the death penalty for what is described as aggravated homosexuality, with life imprisonment for same-sex sexual acts and up to 20 years in prison for promotion of homosexuality. We've been talking to Christian Rumu, senior campaigner with the Eastern and Southern Division of Amnesty International in Africa. Homosexuality was already illegal in Uganda, so why these new laws?
So the 1950 Penal Code already criminalized same-sex contacts in Uganda. So this came about, it was an initiative by an MP, which actually was championed by Speaker of Parliament, but also by President Museveni himself, because he expressed himself several times when this debate came into Parliament. But also there was quite a push from religious leaders in Uganda, but also outside of Uganda and outside of the continent. Some religious groups from the US in particular pushing for these legislations to pass through Parliament in Uganda. So basically what the MP and what these actors wanted was to further criminalize same-sex conduct, sexual conduct in Uganda, which from what they seems to suggest that the Penal Code did not go far enough. So that's why there was a push to get this this bill through Parliament.
It seems remarkable, Christian, that this legislation was passed overwhelmingly. I think maybe were there one or two votes against. So it certainly had the backing of Parliament. What has been the reaction in Uganda and indeed in neighbouring countries in Central Africa to this? What are particularly those, I suppose, in the LGBTI community?
Yeah, within the LGBTIQ plus community sphere, you know, it's fear for being targeted already. With the debates that was happening since the beginning of this year, we already seen, you know, an increased number of targeted attacks against the LGBTQ plus community in Uganda. So yes, this the signing of this bill now increased that fear, but also it emboldened you know, homophobes who were just, you know, waiting to have this final okay from the president to continue with their behavior. So across the region, unfortunately, there haven't been much reaction. We only have seen the EFF, a political party in South Africa, issuing a statement against the passing of this legislation. In other countries in the region, in the direct region, East African community, there's been nothing that has happened so far. But there have been quite a strong international condemnation, including by the US, few European countries. There was also reaction from the UNAIDS, the Global Funds, but also PEPFAR on what this legislation means in terms of, you know, providing services with relations to fighting the HIV/AIDS in Uganda.
Yeah, I suppose the concern is that it could have a chilling effect in relation to those who may become infected with HIV coming forward and looking for treatment and looking for help.
Absolutely, yes. That's what it does, because it has a clause around on the duty to report, which basically imposes or force, you know, anyone who is suspicious or has a ground to or knows about a person a sexual orientation to report them to the police. So this will deter health workers and, you know, any other person who is providing social services to cater to the LGBTQ community. And I think beyond you know, actors working on HIV in Uganda, is really the civil society itself that will be muzzled. This law basically cartels anyone who works on LGBTQ issues, you know, journalists, human rights defenders, anyone who works on LGBTQ plus issues will be affected by this legislation.
There has been international condemnation. President Biden, for example, has been talking perhaps about the application of sanctions on Uganda. Is there concern that this could hit international aid, that those operations of that sort could be affected by this if there are sanctions?
Absolutely. And that's really a fear of ours. That's, as we have seen by the statement by President Biden, this seriously is going to affect the ability of Ugandan to access basic services such as health, but also it's going to have an impact on the investments, foreign investments to Uganda. So President Museveni will have really to think profoundly on, you know, what could be the impact, the social and economic impact of this legislation.